new program in Maryland helps those with mental health issues. I'm Luke Lukert.
A new COVID-19 milestone in Maryland.
Cash incentives to small businesses who agree to host vaccination clinics. I'm Jenny Glick.
The Dow up 534.
It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's unanimous, a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that affects college athletics. CBS's Steve Dorsey is in Washington.
The court tossed out the NCAA's curbs on non-cash payments for student athletes for educational expenses like computers and textbooks. The ruling is a setback for the NCAA's efforts to maintain broad limits on how amateur student athletes can be compensated. It could pave the way for further challenges as student athletes seek more compensation opportunities.
At least five people were hurt, one critically, after a tornado tore up some areas west of Chicago. WBBM reporter Meredith Barak says more than 100 homes were damaged.
Somebody's trampoline completely crumpled up, almost like tinfoil, I would say. Large trees are going to have to be picked up. So there's going to be a lot of work that has to be done here in Naperville.
Claudette is now a rainmaker as it heads for the coast of the Carolinas. The tropical storm is blamed for at least 13 deaths, most of them in a multi-vehicle accident in Alabama. The U.S. has hit Belarus with new sanctions affecting 16 individuals and five entities. It's a response to the country's forced landing of a commercial jet to detain a government critic. The White House calls today Child Tax Credit Awareness Day. Vice President Harris is in a Twitter video trying to promote it and explain it.
Families will get $250 per month per child and $300 per month for children under the age of six. And you'll see the checks and direct deposits starting in July.
We're hearing from one of the three government health advisors who resigned after the FDA approved a new and controversial Alzheimer's drug. Dr. Aaron Kesselheim tells CBS This Morning.
In the majority of cases, I'd like to think that the FDA makes the right decision. In cases like this, where the FDA makes what I think is the wrong decision, I think that we need to understand better why the decisions were made in this way.
Well, to mark the summer solstice, we go to Stonehenge.
They were told to stay away, but you can't keep a good druid down. A couple of hundred people and a dog or two converged on the ancient stone circle just before the sun rose on the longest day of the year.
Into the stones! Into the chalk!
There was little social distancing and few face masks to be seen as worshippers formed a circle, holding hands and invoking ancient mysteries preceding pandemics and, alas, vaccines. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Checking Wall Street right now, a bounce back day. The Dow's up 517. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth, personalized and affordable financial planning for everyday Americans. No wealth or asset minimums. Quality financial advice for every stage of your life.
11:03 on WTOP. It's Monday morning, the 21st of June. A steamy 81 degrees. We're heading to the mid-90s. Good morning. I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein. Here are the top local stories of the hour. Marylanders struggling with mental health issues and thoughts of suicide have some additional help on the way now. A new program starts next month.
It is named after the son of Representative Jamie Raskin, who died by suicide late last year.
We don't want to lose anybody else. And so my family is just really happy that Tommy is being honored in this way.
The Tommy Raskin Act will allow Maryland residents that are struggling with mental health to opt into a program through Maryland 211 and the Department of Health. They will periodically check in with those that sign up and provide additional mental health resources. It was the first bill signed into law by Governor Larry Hogan this year.
We're also ensuring that his name will forever be a symbol of hope for others who are struggling with mental health issues.
In Annapolis, Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Virginia plans to use some of its federal COVID relief funds to help ease its mental health crisis. Lawmakers and policy experts say that money could help create real changes in the system that will free up inpatient beds and develop community services to keep people out of hospitals in the first place. Virginia has had a problem with not enough beds to house mental health patients for some time, and the pandemic has made it worse. The General Assembly will decide how to spend about $4 billion that Virginia is getting from the American Rescue Plan when it reconvenes in August. Governor Northam has already pledged money toward mental health efforts.
New this morning, Maryland is reporting it's made it to 2 days in a row now without any COVID deaths. Governor Larry Hogan says the numbers are good in other areas as well. For the second day in a row, the number of reported cases of COVID is also down. There were just 40 new cases yesterday. Hospitalizations are down statewide as well. Maryland continues its push to get state residents vaccinated, though. Currently, about 70% of adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine.
A Maryland county has come up with a creative way to encourage small businesses to host vaccination clinics.
Vaccinate 10 people at your business, you get $500. 50 people, Anne Arundel County is ready to write you a $1,000 check. They're offering other incentives as well, another $500 to defray any business loss during the clinics. Or how about $500 to pay for gift cards or swag to get people in the door? Any small business with at least two large rooms is eligible to host the vaccination clinic, with vaccination teams arriving the day of to administer the vaccines. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
It looks like a fun summer is ahead for teens in Prince George's County. County Executive Angela Alsobrooks announcing today the summer passport experience for young people 12 to 18 throughout the county to participate in a variety of safe and fun activities. She says activities are based on the three E's: education, entrepreneurship, and entertainment. Some of the programs include drones, cybersecurity and media, careers in plumbing, barbering, or cosmetology, a bike rodeo, whitewater rafting, and basketball. It's just $20 and you have to sign up in advance. The passport program is in partnership between several county agencies and private partners.
We mentioned a few minutes ago that it will be in the mid-90s this afternoon with a heat index near 100. And so D.C. has activated its heat emergency plans for today. It means cooling centers will be open, no appointment necessary. And D.C. is encouraging residents to check in on their neighbors, the young and seniors during this heat wave, and of course to keep pets inside as much as possible. You can find the cooling center locations. We have it posted at WTOP.com.
Stick around after traffic and weather. We'll talk about the importance of men's mental health. 1107.
The time for defense organizations to harness the power of the cloud is now. Discover how you can leverage cloud solutions to advance your mission at Part 3 of GDIT Emerge 2021. Register today at GDIT.com/emerge.
One of the reasons EMP 180 clients succeed is the personalized one-on-one coaching. Here's one of their coaches.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, a health coach and certified nutritionist at EMP 180. You probably just want to enjoy the summer. No rules and no restrictions. At EMP 180, we get it, especially after what we've all been through. But many clients find that summer is actually the easiest time to lose weight. We tend to eat less and move more during the